Everybody has their own special definition of paradise. For some, it's sitting on a rock listening to the surf. For others, it's lying on a beach in some tropical paradise. But for me, it's being in the Rocky Mountains. There's a fresh, crisp scent of mountain air, that brilliant turquoise of glacier-fed lakes, and the absolute majesty of their towering snow-capped peaks. It's heaven on earth. Now, considering I live on the shores of the Great Lakes, I rarely get a chance to actually feed my need for paradise. So when my sister suggested we spend a few days together in the mountains, I was gone. It had been about 14 years since I last stood on a mountaintop, and it was just as incredible as I remembered. After the initial rush of euphoria, I realized there was something, well, missing. It was the smell. When I first got there, I thought maybe it was because I'd been breathing smog for too long. But after a few days of glorious sunshine, it finally rained, and then I realized what it was. The Rockies were dry, too dry. After a long, hot summer, even the highest mountain peaks were missing their usual dusting of snow. The evergreens were more a burnt shade of brown. Now, it was still beautiful and everything, but it had changed. And when you consider that the Rockies have pretty much been the same for the last 50 million years, a noticeable change in less than a generation is something to worry about. This isn't just about the view, either. The Rockies are a major source of fresh water for Western Canada and the United States. Glaciers that have remained unchanged for thousands of years are now retreating at an alarming rate. And when they go, so goes the water supply. What this will mean for the rest of the continent, and more specifically the Great Lakes Basin, is anybody's guess. What I do know is that I'm more than just a little bit scared. One of the things that's always made the Rockies such a sacred place for me is that they were constant. They seem to be exempt from the kinds of changes that we're seeing here. The devastating flooding and ice storms last winter. Changes in natural habitat. Increasing levels of lung disease. I never realized how far-reaching our impact was. It saddens me that what we do here in the industrial heartland is slowly altering one of the last great sanctuaries left on Earth. And I think the price is just too high.